One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me, on the due east wall of our girlfriends, scratchy, on our girls, our daughter's bedroom slash our recording studio is my lovely wife, the only girlfriend I've ever had. That's not true, but the only girlfriend I've had in any really significant amount of time is
in the last two decades.
She told me today I was not the boyfriend that taught her how to drive a stick shift, but I am one of her few boyfriends as well. And more importantly, I'm her lovely husband. This is Melissa Nickerson. That was a big roundabout intro, but we got here. This is a Monday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
I just got back from doing shows with Taylor Tomlinson in Cincinnati, technically Liberty. Liberty is every generic strip mall town you've ever seen.
Yeah.
You know, if you walk long enough, you're going to hit a David's Bridal. It's gonna be there. A
big
Chipotle.
Chain stores.
Yeah. You know,
I heard there was a Dunkin'.
It was a Dunkin' because, you know, East Coast. But I'm back. And you texted me. Today, as I was traveling, just so you know, I haven't showered since Friday night.
Yeah.
Which, you know, just keep expectations realistic. Now, let me ask you this, Melissa. When do you plan on showering?
I don't know. I'm in a bad stage where I shower at like 11 p.m.
Right, right. So maybe tonight is what you're saying. Well,
maybe.
Today,
and I didn't have it in me last night.
Tonight is Christmas Eve in the Nickerson household, and that tomorrow our children return to in-person school. It has been 13 months.
Yeah. 13.
There was somebody at the shows this weekend
Yes.
Who said, I saw you guys in Cleveland. And I was like, wow, that was truly bookending this pandemic. I mean, it's not over, but as of today, all adults are eligible for the vaccine. Things are going out. Things are getting better. You know, everybody's trying. People are getting vaccinated. Melissa's still not shaving her legs.
I warned you.
You did. You did give me a heads up, and I appreciate that. And you know what? I haven't been shaving mine either, so we are equal. My stash is getting a little too long on the side. I did some stash research over the weekend. I realized I'm going for the chevron. That's what I want, which coincidentally, I had just bought a chevron polo, like the gas station polo. I found at a thrift store. Where else would you find that item? Though I bet that's
maybe a chevron.
That's the type item that would go for $75 in a Buffalo Exchange or a Melrose Trading Post.
Oh yeah,
you know. And instead, it was 75 cents of the Salvation Army. Army. I love the Salvation Army. We are very vocal supporters of the Salvation Army. The thrift store is not organizing by size. You're like, okay, guys.
Our local one just switched.
You're making this
during the pandemic
very challenging for us.
Now, so easy just to throw the clothes on the racks.
Yes, by color. They do it by color. You know?
Yeah.
Well, by like shirts, they do it by color because that's the only one that you would do it by. But
you'll find kids' clothes and
they got rid of all their furniture. You guys. There's a lot going on in the thrift store world.
I get why they did it.
Our nicest one is the nearby Goodwill, but it's so small. but that's why we kind of like popping in there. It's like a little 15-minute thing.
Yeah.
I think we should wrap up this pod and go right now, actually.
This is now a thrift shopping podcast.
Speaking of thrift shopping, guys, I do want to mention our Patreon, and there is going to be a tie-in if you hang in there. We got two new patrons this week. I appreciate you guys for signing up. People are heading that way. Much appreciated. I wanted to mention it because if you are our Essential as Oils patron level, which is $25 per month and up,
okay.
This Sunday, we're doing our first of the monthly Zoom hangs.
Nice.
So you're going to want to get signed up, in time for that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you haven't already, if that sort of thing interests you, if you're like, hey, I want to hang out with some super backseaters.
Yeah.
And Dustin. And I bet Melissa might make a cameo or two. Who knows? You might be on it the whole time. I don't know. I mean, honestly, it's better if it's just you. That's going to be at 5 p.m. Pacific time. If you just want to, here's if you're not.
What if you just didn't, you never showed?
If I never showed.
Like, you like starred.
I popped
you were too big of a star.
If I did it like I do when you're FaceTiming like your family, which is I do like a hey, and then I go somewhere else. Just so they know I'm there at all. But
oh, man, that would be a diva move.
It would. But I'm not going to. I'm going to be there like from that. 5 to 5:45 Central Time. No, excuse me, Pacific Coast Time. If you're not familiar with Patreon, it's a very simple thing where you can give a little more to the pod and get a little more for the pod. Starts as low as $5 a month, and that's you're going to get the sticker, 10% off merch, and you get our early access to YouTube content, so anything that I put on YouTube, which suddenly... pretty big views all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Hey, been a good 2 weeks on the YouTubes. Thank you, algorithm gods. You get that 1 or 2 days in advance. And then $10 a month, that's the Toyota Corolla level. I was wrong. You get the monthly Zoom at $10 and up.
Whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Did we? We really
big
did that.
Big game changer. Big game changer.
This is like a sale.
Oh my gosh, guys. Today
we
only.
We forgot our own promotional.
That's not true. So $10 a month, you get the Zoom hang, and you get one video cameo greeting a year. That's me saying, hey, what's up? Happy birthday. You're going to have to request that. Then when you get to the Essential Oils, you get all that. Plus, you get the poster, and you get the free meet and greet at any of my shows. Mm-hmm. You get the Nickerson Family Christmas card, and you get a podcast shout out at the end of every episode. And then the highest level, this is how it ties into thrift shopping, $100 a month. Only ones that I picked each month. All of the stuff, but you also get a monthly gift from me from a thrift shop. So you guys are going to check that out. We might go thrift shopping tomorrow. I don't know what we're going to do.
We have a whole plan.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what I want to hear about. So after 14 months, our kids go back to school tomorrow. And I will be recommitting my life to Jesus. We had a pretty severe fallout over the last 14 months, but we're back.
I don't know if the literal gnashing of teeth.
I don't know if I'm the prodigal in this one or if God is the prodigal in this one. Because either way, we got separated and we're coming back. And I have a couple. I want to hear about the plan, but I also. Okay. So tonight is you. So I was gone this weekend. The road has very much picked up for me. The next 3 or 4 weekends, I'm doing shows with Taylor. And then after that, I've got my own stuff. And then we're doing the dry bar thing. And then we've just got stuff coming up. And then my own headlining dates. I have the one in Salt Lake in May, but then my stuff picks up, private gigs. And then June, you know, I have a series of one-nighters to check out. Hey, you know what, guys? We're on this topic. Let me promote those dates real quick. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I gotta stop apologizing. I'm sorry
April,
for existing. April, May, June?
Headlining.
Yes.
Dates.
So here are the summer ones. We got May 7th, Salt Lake. June 30th, Phoenix. July 7th, Raleigh. July 11th. Nashville, July 21st, Philadelphia, July 23rd and 24th, DC, July 29th, Sacramento, July 30th, Santa Rosa, August 15th, Spokane, August 17th, this is a brand new one, Buffalo.
Oh, yes.
Hello, Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Niagara Falls, anybody?
Oh, man. Count me in.
Bucket list. And then August 25th, we've got Kansas City. And then beyond in the fall, we've got Portland, Tacoma, St. Louis, Indianapolis. I don't know if that's all going to be it. We'll see. It's hard to predict these things. But we've got all that stuff. It's all picking up. So this weekend, I want to hear about our plans for tomorrow. And then I want you to uninvite the person that you invited to join us. No, we're not there yet. We'll get there later.
Okay.
But I want to hear you talk about, as you're prepping these kids and labeling all their things.
Yeah.
And packing lunches tonight.
Oh, gosh.
For the first time.
Now I can't shower. Shower tomorrow night. No, I can't walk to school looking like this.
Shower is the SH swear word in our house. Shower. Shower.
Actually, with a big hat.
Big pile of shower.
With a big hat and a mask, you don't have to shower.
No, you might not want to wear shorts. But
definitely not a tank top.
I would imagine, yeah. But you were thinking about a tank top, gross. But you were thinking, you went through your mind, even after 14 months of all this, it did mm-hmm. go through your mind, mm-hmm. is this worth it?
Oh, yeah. I am the same
it's
way.
It's all you've wanted for this whole time.
Everyone should know this about me by now. I was packing for Kauai, and I didn't want to do the prep.
You were like, it's not worth
it. You and I were going to Kauai for 5 days.
Pretty much an all expense paid trip.
Yeah.
A work trip.
Yeah. And I had all the prep to do for the kids and mm-hmm. the sitter and wonderful Aunt Jess. And I still didn't. I was like, I'm overwhelmed. It's not worth it.
Yeah. And then you did the same thing when you were meeting me in New York.
Yep.
Anniversary mm-hmm. trip. 15 years? 15-year anniversary.
Gosh. Yes. You performed in New York for the first
time. Times Square. Yeah.
Yep. The whole deal.
Multiple shows. Never been. We're going to go a Broadway show.
Yep.
Get it all mapped out.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Central Park. Going to go to the Met.
Highline.
Yeah. All this stuff. Uh-huh. And you're like, it's not worth it. I don't want to pack my bag.
Yeah. I was like, I have to pick out clothes. I had to take my 3 kids to Target.
Yeah.
To get some clearance jeans.
You know, I've said to you a few times, I say there's not a lot that there's very few things that I'm good at in this world. Very few. Comedy and being married to you, and even those I have off nights.
Sure.
But traveling is one of them. And so it is a little bit nice when I'm with you, but like you're in a month. I'm sending Melissa picked me up from the airport today, and you know, we went and got some coffee and we got some donuts because the kids are going back, a little celebration thing tomorrow. We're chatting through the stuff.
Yeah.
I asked how much alcohol is in the house. You know, the essential things that we're wondering right now. And I said like, okay, so, you know, I'm going out there performing, and then you're coming out to meet me there, and we're going to mm-hmm. Aaron and Lucien's wedding. And I told you, I'm going to book your flight. And I'm going to book a one way, because even though it's a little more expensive, I don't trust you to make a connection.
Yeah.
My little country mouse.
Oh, yeah. It's not pretty.
I don't even. I could just see you like either not being able to find the gate or getting overwhelmed, which is funny because you grew up traveling. This is not like. But you.
I know. I took like 15 years off.
Yeah. That'll do it.
You know? Yeah. If you remember the first time I met you somewhere, like got on an airplane and met you somewhere, driven a lot and met you and with the kids or without
right,
the kids.
Right, of course, yeah.
Was I met you in Salem. Or no, well,
Portland,
in Portland.
Yeah.
And I had a connection in Seattle.
Right.
And you were texting me when the plane landed, like, get off and run.
Yeah, you're going to have
to
move.
Because you're watching the connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to have to move, Nickerson.
I was like, are you serious?
Yeah. Just too bad, because Portland, my favorite airport in America. Really nice. Stumptown, it's great. But
mm-hmm.
So have you reached a point now where it is worth it? Because the other thing is early morning tomorrow, right?
So early.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So the kids are in middle school, so they have like 6 teachers each.
Mm-hmm.
And so
the 2 big kids.
Yeah. So that's
Joel
like 12
and
teachers. And then Claire's got one. And then there's principal emails and all the protocol and procedures.
Yeah,
and then we're also registering
so extra
Joel
stuff.
For high school at the same time.
Right.
And so that parent portal took me like 90 minutes to do. So it's just, and then they're like, there's a lot of extra right now. Like
right.
wear a mask with your name on it. put a mask in your bag.
Yeah, when I did the little
There's
tour
no
thing
water
with
fountain.
Claire, it was
bring
like,
your own water.
It was like, hey, just so you know, like every kid's gonna get one area, or every classroom's gonna
yeah,
get one
for
a, area on mm-hmm. for lunch, and one area for the playground.
Yeah,
then you're gonna have like a playground one day, and then you're gonna have like the wall ball area one day. You're like,
yeah,
okay.
But they're gonna rotate,
and they're specific. You don't take them to their classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
You drop them off.
At a gate.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of that. Plus, everybody pack a mini towel to sit on.
Oh.
Yeah. For like PE or
a mini
lunch.
Towel. Good thing I just steal those from hotels.
We use the Croc, the workout towels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Classic.
Make sure those are labeled.
Mm-hmm.
They have to bring their chargers and their school issued devices. Make sure those are labeled. And you're like, how many things? Like, our daughter's a first grader. Like, she
right.
can't keep track of all this stuff.
She's good luck keeping that mask on. For is it the whole class is going to be there, or is it limited? Are there?
It's the whole class.
So how
they're
many
spread out? I there's a couple kids staying online.
So let's
so
say
it's going to be about 18.
So let's good luck keeping 18 6-year-olds in their masks.
The real MVP is the teachers who are doing concurrent learning.
Right.
Which means the kids on Zoom are like on the whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
Like they see everything.
Oh, God bless.
But here's the real kicker to me.
Yeah.
How is the teacher supposed to teach in a mask to the kids on Zoom?
Interesting.
Do you know?
Yeah.
I've seen the kids who are at like a daycare center or like extended school,
yeah,
they're in a mask and you can hear them on Zoom,
right,
but they don't have any facial
that does
cues.
Just sound a little bit like the school district being like, yeah, you can stay home, but we're not gonna cater to you, you know.
Yeah.
Like, because if they're gonna have that, sounds like the, well, you know, they actually are prioritizing in person.
They really wavered a long time about reorganizing the Zoom kids, you know.
Yeah.
With a one teacher and all that, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Does any yeah. part of you feel bad for those? I'm not saying it's a lot of them. I think it's a small percentage of them. But those teachers who have really been milking this break. And I'm not, I'll tell you what it's not. It's not grade school teachers, because especially younger.
Yeah.
I was talking to mm-hmm. our daughter's teacher. I was like, if you teach 6, 7, 8-year-olds, you're in it for love of the game. You love mm-hmm. those kids.
Yep.
You want to work with them. You want to teach them to read. You want to teach them basic stuff, color, shapes. Mm-hmm. You do that in person. And they have had the hardest of the Zooms over everybody by far. You know?
Yeah.
There's some upper elementary, some middle school, some high school elective teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Been pretty comfortable for them.
There is kind of a discrepancy if you think about like the high school English teacher who has essays to grade.
Right.
Or
right.
maybe like a math teacher, because, you know, like how easily can you teach fractions over Zoom?
Right. And some of it's doing the same. Like if you're the PE teacher, you never had homework. And actually the PE teachers have done a pretty good job.
They have actually knocked it out of the park.
But there are some electives out there that, because they already switched them to pass fail, right?
They put them back to grades.
Okay.
But yes, they had about 2 trimesters where they were pass fail. So that, yeah.
Meaning if you showed up, you were passing.
Exactly.
Right.
And a lot of kids did drop them, because you can't drop PE, but you can drop, they, you know, like they waived electives.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Just to survive. I know. You know, I'll be honest, the one that got me a little bit was the librarian. And no offense to librarians, but California librarians, they were making some pretty cool websites and they were performing books. They were reading books on YouTube. And I was like, those are great, but I don't know. Maybe you could go to homes and one-on-one help with some.
Well, they couldn't. They weren't allowed to go to homes.
And
I
know
that.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying.
Gosh, you guys, did you hear Melissa Badman's librarians?
I'm just saying, no. I like librarians. I'm just saying, you know,
I just wanna
pandemic
let you guys
school
know,
is weird.
Melissa barely reads. And now,
oh my
she
gosh.
Is out here bad-mouthing librarians.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm only bad-mouthing pandemic librarians, Dustin, especially because our library, our county library, is still not open.
It's been a year of skeptics. That's true. Melissa, actually, we were doing some errands today, and we had to go by. Our post office is right next to our library.
And that's why we go to that one.
And you said
this is a 2-for-1.
Because the effing library is still closed.
And I did say
let me clarify.
Effin.
She said effing.
Yeah.
And Melissa doesn't get worked up like that a lot. And but that's because you like the library a lot.
I do like the library a lot. Mm-hmm. And I know they have a lot of digital resources. But right. There's like a security guard and like 2 or 3 people in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they just shove a plastic right. tray towards you with one of those pickup stick things.
Well, what we learned this year is nobody wanted to do their job.
ID in there.
You know.
And you're like, come on, guys.
Yeah, I was like, going through security.
Every store is open.
I was going through security.
Full capacity.
On the way out from San Diego, I took that red eye out to Cincy this last week.
Mm-hmm.
And pre-check was closed, which happens sometimes for the late night flights. And they hand me the card. You know, they're like if you have pre-check, when you go through the normal line, they hand you the card. And I don't ever talk to anyone in security because I know that there's a good chance that I know more about this than them. Like if they've mm-hmm. only, if they've been on this job for 6 months or less, which my assumption for TSA is they don't have a lot of longevity.
Yeah.
I could be wrong on that. I probably know more about this than you know, whatever it may be. So they hand me the card, and I look at the card, because the card, what it does is it's giving you a little set of special rules for the normal line, because mm-hmm. you're pre-checked. And what it always says is, you can keep your shoes on, congratulations, but you have mm-hmm. to take your laptop out. They have a little graphic, and I take the laptop out. And the guy goes, sir, you keep your laptop, keep everything in the bag. And I just held up the card.
You have a way of not talking.
Yeah, I just and I point at the laptop coming out of the bag, and I just pointed at him, and he's like, those are wrong. You need to keep it in the bag. And I do it again. I just like held it up again. And then I didn't say a word, so I point at the laptop and I go, in the bag, and he goes, yeah, like, yes, sir, in the bag. And then I put it through, and as I go through, he goes, we're sorry about that, we need new cards. And I never said a single word. And then when I walk through the detector, I don't wait for them to wave me. I just walk.
You just, wow. Yeah. Oh, what a bold move.
You got to keep that line moving, Nickerson.
Wow.
Nobody wants to do their job right now. And then everybody's real touchy. Everybody's mm-hmm. real.
They're about on edge.
Everybody's yep. real on edge. There's a lot going on. It's still out there. You got the vaccine. You got the vaccine. You got the Johnson & Johnson. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell you. I did a joke. It bombed so hard this last weekend. I was trying to do a topical joke on the vaccine. And that I said, I never trusted the vaccine because the one shot seemed like cutting corners. I didn't trust the vaccine for the same reason that I don't trust 2-in-1 shampoo conditioner.
Oh my gosh.
It bombed so. I ran it by Taylor, and Taylor's like, that's funny. You're going to have to get that.
Funny too.
It bombed so hard. Like,
well, Johnson & Johnson is a touchy subject right now.
And it bombed so hard. It's one of those things that people don't even realize it was the joke.
Oh, no.
That's the worst bomb there is, where they're like,
they're waiting.
Yeah. But you know what was working is I did find a good bit about, and I'm working on the idea of the YouTube guy where I'm watching him going, this isn't the workout you did to look like that.
Absolutely not.
It's going to take more than 15 minutes swinging a kettlebell kettlebell in my backyard.
15-minute workout. Yeah.
I don't think
200 of those.
Exactly. Yeah.
So my friend, talk about awkward, touchy, edgy. My girlfriend had a friend be like, hey, we should, now that the kids are back in school, let's get coffee, let's get lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes, like, once we're vaccinated, are you vaccinated? And then she's like, yeah. Oh, you know, this week I get my first. And then she's like, all right, well, hit me up in a couple of weeks. And and my friend was like, yeah, the kids are going to be out of school by then.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh.
So it's stuff like that. It's
right.
Just, when,
well,
you know,
if you're
when is it safe?
If you're vaccinated,
you've waited this long.
If you're vaccinated, why can't you hang out with someone that isn't vaccinated? So this is, it's a thing at meet and greets. So I just start, if somebody asks to take the mask off, Okay. I'll do it now for a picture because I'll tell them like, hey, I'm vaccinated. Doesn't matter to me. You know, like, yeah. It's whatever you're comfortable with because I could still give it to you, but you're not going to give me it. I mean, there's
you
a
could
chance.
Give it to Joel.
Yeah, it could still go around our house, you know, but when are they eligible soon?
16 is pretty much, but
it's
Joel's
all adults now,
almost
right?
14,
that's what
so.
Sleepy Joe said today.
Oh, yeah.
On an Instagram reel.
No, he did not. Do you follow Joe Biden?
No. Well, I did the joke about Biden over the weekend, so a couple people sent me that. And it's really funny. No. On TikTok, I posted that.
Did he do it on TikTok?
Probably. I don't know. I didn't. I just saw his reel. And I saw the... Some on TikTok, I posted the... If you guys didn't see, I posted a joke about... You know, it was a big... It was a bad... You know, bad news week. Multiple shootings.
Yes.
More stuff with police brutality.
The George Floyd case.
Yeah, the George Floyd case is happening right now. There was a lot of shootings. It's just... It's a big... You know, Newsweek, and he was just, you didn't hear anything. And I just, you know, he's kind of doing his same strategy for campaigning, which was to not say anything. Mm-hmm. And that's a strategy now. And then he said, you know, I said, he's like the substitute teacher that just comes in and puts on a movie. You know, I should probably get involved, but there's a lot of people calling me a Trumper and a MAGite. You know, like, oh, this guy's and he goes, this is what conservatives do if they mask their lies with humor. And I was like, oh, you must be new to this page. Like,
wow.
Go back two videos and I'm making fun of gun owners, you know, when we relax here. But this is that's the occupational hazard of comedy. And it's also it's a risk in people only see the one thing. I actually, the YouTube video that I did, I got a comment. Now that I get more views, it's fun to read comments. I have a weird relationship with comments. I genuinely think they're hilarious. I think they're so funny. And people say, one guy said, I want to read one that I have screen saved. One guy said, like, I thought this was so funny. And this was like a 10-minute set. I thought this was so funny until he told the joke about masks. And then he's like, and now it's just this more of this liberal crap. Da 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 da. It's like, this is hilarious. Like, you loved everything except this one 30-second joke, so you wrote off the whole thing. Amazing.
Yeah.
But this is funny. This is from Trent. This was a very funny comment. I thought it was so funny. He's decent, but not all the jokes hit. Maybe he'll get better.
Oh my gosh. Trent, the comedy critic.
Just that little bit of optimism. Maybe you'll get better.
I think you just got like a B. Trent gave you a B. Maybe a B minus.
Who watches something and decides that's
Did he
the
subscribe?
Oh man, hopefully he downloaded the special. So the bigger question is what are we doing tomorrow and how are the kids feeling?
Okay, so you had said the early morning.
What time does Joel have to be to school? Yeah, he's so thrilled about it too.
He's such a leader.
In the last year, our son what's the opposite of became a leader? He unbecame a leader.
He gave up on leadership after COVID.
He got cool is what happened.
Getting a little too big in that little pond.
Well, you know what?
Ready for high school.
In reality, can we speak candidly here, Melissa? You know, some parents, a lot of dads force their things on kids and they don't want to do them. And you're like, you got to play these sports. You got to do this.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he feels like you're forcing ASB on him because ASB was your thing and it was so important to you and it's just not important to him.
I didn't make him sign up for it.
I think you did.
No, I didn't.
You encouraged it.
He liked it in seventh grade.
That's right.
And he's very outgoing. And his main thing was he would go play with the fourth and fifth graders
during
their recess.
Doing that,
That was his contribution.
That was his way to keep getting recess because that was the year that you stopped having recess.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were in ASB, you could go have recess with the younger kids.
Yeah. And they went on a field trip, which, you know, we paid for, but he got to go to Disneyland
on
a Friday.
Yeah.
when they took a charter bus.
That's a big win.
Yeah. So ASB COVID edition on Zoom.
Not ideal.
Not very exciting. Yeah,
maybe he'll get back into loving leadership.
So, but yeah, he's doing culinary and he could have chosen another elective. But I didn't sign him up for that. I encouraged it at the end of sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
But he, yeah, I mean, he filled out the application.
Okay.
I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just remember you being super into student leadership.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. if you could be in it.
If I could still be in it, I would.
You would be. You took the words out of my mouth. You loved ASB. You love making a sign. Planning an event.
Yeah. If life had been different, man, middle school art or digital art teacher, yeah. Sign me up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Event. Mm-hmm. You could have easily gone the event
ASB,
planning route.
Yeah. Advisor. It's fun.
I think had you not found graphic design, there was a decent chance you'd landed somewhere in event planning.
I would have loved being an event planner.
Yeah.
But
unless you still can.
I still do stuff. I still plan events.
Do you?
Yeah. Like all the birthday parties.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you do.
And
we got that barbecue
stuff.
We're talking about doing.
Are you going to do a barbecue on Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
I think you fly in the afternoon.
We both were kind of talking about like, oh, that sounds fun. That could be a thing. And then we thought about calendars and my calendar syncing. It's like, okay, so we're going to do a barbecue. How is everybody's Tuesdays at 1? Can you guys come by at Tuesday
like
at 1?
9 p.m.?
That's our good time. Tuesdays at 1. So the kids get up at 7 because Joel has to go do
Joel
ASB.
Has to go
or he has
early.
To be at school at 7.
Yeah.
Be mm-hmm. at school at 7.
So, yeah. Gloria gets picked up at 7:30.
So just so you guys know, I usually get up. Claire starts class at 8:30.
Uh-huh.
I get up at 8:28.
Yes.
Melissa sets an alarm for 7:30.
Yeah.
That alarm goes off for the better part of 30 minutes while she goes and gets her phone on the other side of the room. No, let me tell. Melissa gets her phone on the other side of the room, mm-hmm. and then she goes... And she puts it, she snoozes it, and then she kind of like looks at it for a little bit as she puts it on her chest and then nods off, and then it wakes her back up, and then she looks at it for a little bit longer.
I have like 10 alarms set
and then goes
on
back
it.
To sleep. And then what happens is the sleep time becomes shorter and the other time, and you know, the wake up time, and it takes a while. What were you going to ask me?
I almost didn't wake up on time on Friday. I slept in.
Past school?
Well, I had to go teach my fitness class.
Right.
And I showed up like when I woke up when the babysitter got there.
Hilarious. Here.
Yeah. Or yeah.
Like to her knocking on the door.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
And the big kids' alarms were going off.
Oh, so everybody was asleep and the babysitter was here.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I mean, in your defense, I don't get up with you. I do help you get up.
Mm-hmm.
If the alarm's going on too long, I get pretty pushy. Hey, Nickerson.
I mean, I'm asleep, so.
Yeah.
So anyways, early morning, everybody will be gone by 8:30.
Well, tonight the one thing you have to do tonight is pack lunches, right? Is that the last thing to do?
Yeah, I labeled everything.
You labeled everything.
Read all the emails.
Did you label their munchie mugs?
I haven't.
Guys, I'd like to take a quick break to tell you guys about our phenomenal sponsor that... I mean, honestly, I know this is what it's not. It might not be meant for this. There's a decent chance I'm going to be drinking a mimosa out of my munchie mug tomorrow. You guys, if you're not familiar with mimosas, they're very overrated. But there's not a lot of good brunch drink options. But if you need a good brunch drink and you don't want it to spill.
Okay.
Don't use a munchie mug. That's not what it's for. A munchie mug is the best spill-proof cup on the market. It's got a soft fabric lid. It's it's probably recyclable. It's dishwasher safe is what I meant to say. You're not going to recycle. It's recyclable in that you wash it and then use it again. Mm-hmm. You got goldfish. You got popcorn.
Pirate booty. Yeah.
Beef jerky. Honey roasted peanuts.
What kind
almonds.
Of parent is feeding their toddlers beef jerky?
Grapes. Whatever it may be, whatever you have that you have in this and you don't want it to spill, Munchie Mug is your item.
What about fries from a restaurant?
Fries from a restaurant. Veggie stick fries.
Oh, veggie sticks.
Veggie sticks. Yeah,
those are a mess.
Those are so messy. They're everywhere. Crumbly. You, if you go to In-N-Out, pour the fries out.
The fries always fall.
Pour those little skinny fries out into your, mm-hmm. you're never going to see those again. They're going to go mug to stomach. Mug, mouth, stomach.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Munchie Mug provides for you, you guys.
Yes.
You're going to use promo code Don't Make Me. That's all one word at munchiemug.com. And that's going to give you 25% off your entire order. They got lots of different varieties you can look at. It's made right here in the US of A. And you get free shipping anyway. So now you get 25% off and free shipping.
It's a great
promo
price.
Code Don't Make Me, munchiemug.com. Check it out, everybody. Mm-hmm. Check it out. Check it out. So, pack the kids lunch. They're going to school.
Yeah.
I asked Gloria about it earlier. I asked how she feels, and she was got kind of like a little shy.
Yes.
She's like, I think it's going to be different. And then she started talking about weird details. She's like, I'm going to have like a different dance teacher because I guess the dance teacher had a baby.
Yeah, she's taking a leave of absence.
That's what she goes. Mm-hmm. She said her dance teacher's going to have to take care of her baby. Has the dance teacher been doing Zoom?
Yeah.
With the baby at home, but now the Zoom. Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. So many. Like, that's the thing with this, you know, like, this is why I don't complain too much about the pandemic because it hit everybody and it hit everybody so differently. That's like such a unique little scenario. She got to keep teaching because it was Zoom.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But she can't take that baby into class.
No.
I mean, she probably could, but be frowned upon.
If you're a teacher and you have the summer off and you enroll your child in daycare in May or April, you can't unenroll for the summer.
No.
Yeah. I mean, it's expensive.
She also was, she didn't like have a lot of firm answers when, I think they're just,
Gloria?
It seems like they're just apprehensive.
I know Gloria's worried.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her friend was calling me. They want to FaceTime to look at outfits.
For school tomorrow?
Which is cute.
Oh, it's first day of school outfit, right?
Yeah. But and Gloria doesn't have pictures on her phone right now.
Right.
Her gab. So I told her she could on the way home from kayaking.
Oh, that's good.
I needed her to do homework. But she's nervous.
It's unlike anything they've ever experienced. The closest it's going to be like is when they started their first day of middle school. Like, that's the closest because they have no idea what to expect. Like, they know where the classrooms are. They don't know what kids are going to be there, what it's going to look like. There's going to be new rules. You remember when you started like middle school for the first time? You're like, okay, where's my class? There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Like, there's just a lot of unknown expectations and
different classes on Tuesday than on Wednesday.
Yeah, new set of rules. Don't take your mask off, you know.
That's kind of like
they've grown in a year. Yeah. What do they look like? Yeah. You know, like
they haven't grown. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Or they haven't grown and our kids say
late bloomers. That's like the TSA, right? Nobody can keep up with the rules.
Right.
The rules change quicker than the signs and the handouts. So
yes.
Even if you think you knew the rules, they've changed.
Yes.
So, yes, it's very tricky. That one of my kids was like obsessing about shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was texting
one of my kids,
texting a friend.
Gloria.
Yeah. I know. Right now, I'm going to be really discreet.
Yeah. Guys, I say Claire's worn PJs for 14 months.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Gloria was obsessing about her shoes, and I was texting one of my friends, and they started a week ago.
Right.
And they were like, when you're worried or anxious, you can focus on little details.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. And you like, kind of focus it on one thing.
That you feel like you're in control of.
Right.
Because everything else is completely out of your
interesting.
Control. Which brings up a bigger topic because
I was going to say, I think you do that. I think that feels like when you are like crazy stressed.
Yeah.
And you're
and
like
tasks.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you do house chores.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, no, I have to put the sliders on the bottom of the chairs right now.
Because like, if I could just get this done.
And I'm like, that's the thing.
I would be in control.
Right now, Melissa. That's the thing right now. Everything that's
then
going
I can
on.
Be in control of the noise under the chairs.
I just feel like sometimes like you're like a Mary and a Martha world.
That is a very new concept, Dustin. hasn't been overdone at all.
Are you being present, Melissa, in the is not
practicing the presence? If you guys aren't religious,
Melissa,
you've
it's
lost.
Not, it's not about
you've lost us.
Presence. It's about presence. It's about being.
I mean, if if I can do that while putting sliders underneath chairs.
Oh my
legs,
gosh, that's
then
the
yes,
perfect example of something you'll
present.
Be doing. You'll be yelling at everyone in the house, and we'll be like, "It doesn't seem like that needs to be done right now," but you're grasping.
Yes.
And that's what Gloria is doing with shoes.
Yeah.
You kind of do that with shoes too when you have the chance. You were kind of you were sending me a flurry of text about that wedding dress yesterday.
I know.
You just need to send us an email. Are black dresses okay at weddings? Melissa Googled it and said yes. I think it. I'm in support of it. It's
well,
it fits tight. I'm a fan.
It looks like I'm gonna go like to a trial.
I haven't seen it in person yet.
It's like a really nice business dress.
Do you think you will shave your legs before you wear it? Do you think?
Let's hope.
No guarantee.
I don't know if I'm going to shower between now and Memorial Day weekend.
No judgment here. None whatsoever. I said this to Taylor over the weekend because, you know, I had to shave. And I said shaving is the one way of which guys relate. Like, this is the one thing.
Like, the grooming element.
And she, like, scolded me. She's like, don't you dare.
Yes.
I go, but it's on the face. It's so sensitive. She's like, oh, that's sensitive? Like, just like, she's, and I was like, okay, this is all fair. This is all a good
point. The standards of women's hygiene and beauty versus men's.
No, I like a hairy leg, Melissa. You know?
What I was going to say.
Melissa, when it gets a little, I like Melissa when it gets like a little chilly outside. She puts on long sleeve but can still wear shorts. It's got enough covering. This is stupid.
Okay.
This is a bad bit. I'm sorry, you guys. This is not funny. It seems insulting. I'm trying to dig something up here, but I can't. It's not the smoothest bit. Like your legs, not the smoothest. Guys, so bad.
They're like 6 inches from your face.
I can't.
Because we're laying on the floor in bean bags.
Yes. I've tried so hard to get this to work, and it has not.
It hasn't.
It's
I'm not giving it to you.
You're not giving it to me. And now I feel condescending, like I'm making fun of. Don't care.
No.
Everyone, I don't care.
Oh, I was just going to say that the real truth is my two friends, their 7 kids started school last Monday.
Mm-hmm.
3 of them are out sick this week with coughs.
Oh, my gosh.
And they can't go back.
Right.
For like 3 days when the symptoms stop.
Oh my gosh.
And one's been tested. She doesn't have COVID. Her preschool classroom got shut down. So
a sick
we're kind of grasping at the wind here.
Yeah, a sick day is, because, you know, odds are you'll get one. How many school days are our kids going to have? Because it was like 12.
It was like 9 weeks. Yeah, the hybrid was one of our old plans, and it was going to be like 15 days of school in person.
Right.
So now it's 4 times 9, which is 36.
36. So they're going to have 36 days of in-person school.
So that's 3 kids. Yeah. Like I said, my friends made it 4 days.
You times it by...
Before 3 of them came home.
So 36 times 3 beers a day. I'm kidding. Guys, stop.
I'm just saying that, you know, we're all out of control here, and I'm labeling everything in attempt to control everything.
I know.
But
thankfully, the kids have trip to Niagara Falls to look forward to.
We're going to fly out to the opposite coast.
Buffalo! Anyone excited? No? No.
Could have just gone to some falls in Southern California. Anyway. We're podcasting!
Which one do we think it is? Grandpa?
I think that's a little Eclair Fist, I think.
I'm almost...
We told Grandpa we were out
I'm almost positive it's Grandpa.
I think that was a little fist.
So, the... Steven, director's choice on whether or not you want to keep that in. But we're here in the back, and someone just tried to break in, and we're debating on who it was. But why would Claire be out there? It doesn't matter. Everyone's got their apprehensions, but you have decided it's worth it. You're ready to go. Tell me what I have... to expect for tomorrow. What I don't know is what I need to do, where and when, and what the expectations are.
Mm-hmm. So we gotta walk Claire to school by 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then I'm doing a coffee thing with a couple of ladies who have helped me through the whole pandemic. And then we're doing a brunch. We invited Don. We can't decide on the restaurant.
Don, my dad.
Grandpa Don.
But you invited somebody else too.
So then I went to a first grade picnic and I invited more people.
You guys, this is what happens when you have a little social butterfly. Melissa got invited to one. Melissa got invited to the picnic. Everyone went to the picnic.
I stayed like an hour after it.
We had talked.
Claire and I.
I knew. So Melissa walks over going like, I'll probably be like 15 minutes. I was like, there is no way you're going to be 15 minutes. You're going to shut that elementary school picnic down, and you absolutely did.
Mm-hmm.
And you came back saying like, hey, just so you know, I invited a bunch of other people to our celebratory brunch, and I don't dislike these people. I have no desire to go with them. None. It ruins it. I'm
okay,
like, what?
But
are you going to tell me that they can't make it?
Yeah, his wife is going to take off work for the morning, and so they're going to do their own thing.
See, that's what we should do. Everyone should be doing their own thing, Melissa. I'll take off work. Oh, that's a relief.
Well, not a lot of households.
You're a better neighbor and a better person than me.
Could take off on Tuesday morning.
I know. Yeah. I hope.
And we were having a lament as like the primary caregivers
during
COVID.
Right.
I mean, I had you, but not every weekend.
Right. Yeah. I would say you did more than me, but compared to a lot of parents, that it was like, hey, it's you, and that parent goes to work all day.
And they're a doctor or.
Yeah, exactly.
But you
had days. I was home the majority of the weekends. But when I am gone, I'm gone. There's like no help. Yeah.
If you count the weekend hours, it starts to fill up.
This is exactly.
You know what I mean?
This is what Melissa and I do. I downplay. She overplays. The truth is somewhere in the middle, always.
Yeah. No, I'm saying that the pandemic could have been much harder.
Yeah.
If you worked 12-hour days at an ER.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you invited them, but they're not coming. So the kids have to be at school at 7, and then what? And then I take Claire in, and then...
And then you have like 2 hours, and then we're going to go to the brunch.
I have
with 2 hours.
What are you doing?
I'm doing coffee with girlfriends.
Oh.
At like 9.
I'll probably work
9,
out.
9:15. Yeah.
I'll sleep. Well, Melissa, we did it. We've got a brunch tomorrow. And then
we at least get one day, you know, if the kids can't pass their screening test.
Yes.
Then on Wednesday, then we'll
Could you guys
Wednesday
please send us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com and just let us know about your first day. I want
to
hear what it was like for
school.
You. It might have been 6 months ago. It might have been a year ago. It might have been this week. It might be coming. What's your mindset? How was it? What'd you do? How'd you sell it? How your kids been doing with the adjustment? You know,
and
I want to hear about it.
If you're a school librarian, I apologize.
Melissa
in
apologizes.
Advance. Yeah.
All right, we have two quick emails. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
This one is from Nicole, who's a patron and a backseater. Hey, Justin and Melissa, big fan of the podcast. Been a fan/patron of your show since the beginning and a fan of your comedy since first hearing you on Tim Hawkins' podcast and seeing you at a John Chris show. Love
Thanks,
what you
Nicole.
Guys are doing and love that your show is getting back on the road. Super excited that you're coming to St. Louis in September. I'm definitely going to try to get to that show. Also, super proud to be mentioned on the show as Essential as Oils. And Dustin, you're one of the first people to say my last name right. And that applies also to technology because autocorrect has put my last name as Carrot on too many things, including assignments I have turned into teachers back in high school. LOL. Thanks for the last. And Melissa, have fun reading articles now that the kids are back to school.
Oh, thank
Love
you.
Love you guys. Nicole Carraz. Thank you, Nicole.
It's a cool last name.
I agree. And then we have one more email. It is... This came through the website, which is why you... So you haven't read this. I haven't read this. Uh-uh. This is from Courtney. And its subject is vacation reentry gone wrong down under. Hi, Dustin and Mel. I'm a longtime fan, first-time emailer. I'm an American living in New Zealand and find your podcast such a bright spot in my week. My best friend who lives in Connecticut and I love to connect and laugh about what we found it funny in each week's episode. That's nice.
Oh, that's adorable.
Ironically, I was listening to last week's episode about the vacation reentry while unpacking our car from 6 days away with my four kids, ages 5 through 9. Wow. I know. And my husband. We had a fabulous time away, but let's just say we didn't nail reentry this time. In regard to pro tip number one, do not cook a meal when you first arrive home for vacation. I fully support this pro tip. However, I've learned after 11 years of marriage to a Kiwi, New Zealand citizen, my husband does not subscribe to such a pro tip. Let's just say Kiwis love their lamb. Hilarious. And they love a roast meal. So my dear husband decided to stop at the butcher shop when we arrived back in town at 4:30 p.m. to buy a roast lamb for me to cook for dinner.
No.
We pulled in the driveway at 4:45. I spent many a year in our marriage trying to convince him that cooking a full meal on arrival home wasn't a wise idea when arriving at home with a carload of dirty laundry and four overtired kiddos, but he's worn me down. If I'm honest, I now find it endearing. So as I chuckled along to your podcast this week, I gave in and roasted lamb, potatoes, and vegetables. I honestly did so with joy. I've come a long way. I was so impressed with your post-vacation meal lasted 2 days, Mel. I assure you, mine did not. Still going. I'd like to add that we failed to use Munchie Mugs on our car trip, so part of my Enneagram 1, which one's that?
The Perfectionist.
Okay. Stress on arrival home from any car trip is the state of the minivan, which requires about 60 minutes solid of vacuum before it's back to a presentable stage. I've learned over time that the vacuum can wait a day, but I think we just need a Munchie Mugs and this issue would be solved. We also haven't instituted Mom's quiet hour yet on our road trips, but I'm very tempted, and I think the next time we head off, this will be our very first order of business. Anyway, your podcast keeps me smiling while I unpack load after load of smashed up crackers, wet bathing suits, and towels and dirty laundry, all while cooking a roast lamb.
Oh my gosh.
All the best, Courtney.
Kiwis love their lamb. I was just thinking we could put the lamb in the Munchie Mugs.
Good look. All right. Thank you so much for the email. That's amazing. Thank you so much for being backseaters, everybody. We appreciate you guys. See you next week.
All right. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening, everyone. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up. That's Avril Griffiths, Jessica Sewell, Rachel Kennedy, Donna Lemley, Brandy and Robert Reeves, Dave Hoagland, Demarius Diaz Stevens, Nicole Carraz, Tiffany Payne, Farrah Journey, Dave Cox, and Isaac Taran. Thank you guys so much for your support of the podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.